Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Illusionoid.
Thank you very much, everybody. How are you tonight? All right.
Nice. Excellent.
Really nice.
Real
this
great.
Is really
and
nice. It's really a real
just
pleasure
nice
to be
and
here.
Good. What a stage.
Yeah, it is a stage, eh? Hey? You can see everything from out here.
What a space.
Yeah.
Who are we? Yeah, well, we're Illusionoid. Have you guys heard of us before? Have you guys listened to our podcast before? All right, thank you very much for listening to our podcast. Great. We're almost up to 100 episodes of our podcast.
Almost.
That's
syndication.
Right. Yeah. So this could very well be our penultimate 100th episode that we're doing here tonight. So we're going to record a live podcast for you guys. If you've heard our show, you know it's improvised retro sci-fi comedy is what we do. Yeah. It starts off with The Last Man and back in, or actually, I won't. You know what?
You'll figure out
the premise.
You'll figure it out in a second.
I could explain it, and then you could all just leave.
We haven't introduced.
Musical
director.
Yeah, exactly.
It's.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
It's the Dreaming Celestial.
The Dreaming Celestial is on the keys tonight, everybody. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. Don't wake him up.
He's dreaming.
Don't wake him up while he's dreaming.
You don't want to wake up the Dreaming Celestial.
No.
We are all in his dream right now.
Yeah.
You guys.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, are you guys familiar with Jack Kirby? Do you know the work of Jack Kirby? Yeah. So the Celestials are the race of beings who created the Eternals. I like to say that. Thank you very much.
Really old and
deep
really
down
big.
The nerd hole.
I know. Big nerd up. All right. So we're going to start things off right now. And I was given this gift. This book is a gift. It's called Weird Fantasy.
Ooh.
Is there any other kind of fantasy?
Nope.
Really?
Sexy fantasy.
This is a sexy fantasy. This is a weird
just straightforward, plain fantasy. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm going to flip through this. Now, I'd like someone to yell out, stop.
Stop!
All right. Hand goes in here. Oh. This one is called The Atom Bomb Thief.
Oh.
All right. That's the name of the story.
Oh, great. We're going to improvise a story called The Atom Bomb Thief.
The Atom Bomb Thief.
All right.
All right. So we're going to start off like this. And if you've heard the podcast, this is our standard introduction. Chris, you're ready?
Sure.
All right.
Just like a Dreaming Celestial.
Exactly,
we woke him up!
That's exactly what a Dreaming Celestial would say. All right. In the distant future, humankind will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to the chrono stage. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hear me, oh listeners, oh travelers through time, not quickly through time, but at your own natural speed through time, from the point of your birth to the moment of your death, that is exactly the time through which you travel. Take a moment in that time and listen to me now, wherever in time that may be, for I transmit through time to you. I exist at the end of time, the end of my time, and way past your time, where all is doom and death, ashes and fury. My fury, for there are none else to feel. The more I think, when I think about it, it gets me down. This started so strong, and now I'm just, I got myself down just thinking about this. I'm the only one here just listening, just transmitting to living souls who can only hear but not signal back because you haven't built a time radio. You don't stand on the chrono stage. But here I project to you with my diaphragm a warning! A warning from the future. In your future, atomic weaponry is the last recourse. The threat of mutually assured destruction, the only thing that keeps warring factions from annihilating each other. But what happens when all those bombs are stolen by a thief? An atomic bomb thief!
Yeah, clock reads 11:15. You check the perimeter, Sully?
Yeah, I checked the entire perimeter, and they're all gone.
It's all gone. It's clear.
Every single one of them are gone.
All right, so that means we can bed down.
What? No, we have to tell someone that they're missing. We can't just go to bed.
Well, are you kidding me? I'm beat here. I'm tired.
I know. We walked the whole perimeter. I'm just as tired as you, okay?
Yep.
I want to go to bed.
You're sure
you're... Someone's got to know about this.
Well, all right. Let's pull out the radio. I'll put the tubes in.
Yeah, let me push the buttons and call the boss.
All right. I hope he's not asleep, so if we wake him up, he's going to be pissed.
Oh, there's one button. Another one right there. And the third.
You know, I preferred touch tone when that was out.
Yeah, but
the monster buttons always...
I customized mine.
You customized
it? I customized my buttons to make monster noises.
To make monster noises.
I like monster movies.
Yeah.
So I want, like, that first one was Godzilla.
Yeah.
And then the second one was also Godzilla, but from a different movie.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's all what right. I thought. Oh, here's the boss.
Yeah, here it is.
God damn it. Ah, oh, the ringing. Charlene, stay in bed. I'll get this. God damn it. Where's my house coat? Charlene! Stay asleep. Don't wake up. Get my house coat on.
Boss? Are you there?
I'm Hello? Coming! I'm coming!
Are you okay? Are you okay, sir?
Yes, sir, it sounds like you're in trouble.
No, I'm just looking for my slippers.
Oh.
It's dark. Do either of you know what time it is?
Yeah, we just finished walking the perimeter.
Yeah, 11:15, sir.
11:15. Well, I've got four kids, all right? Got four kids and they go to bed at half hour increments throughout the night. I don't get any sleep.
Sir, I'm sorry. Oh, great. We won't wait.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
Sir,
this is going to have to wait.
Sir, you don't need to come out. We just have to tell you we've walked the entire perimeter and all of the atomic bombs are gone.
What?
They're missing. They're not where they should be. You know how the nicely lined up around the perimeter they usually are?
Yeah, you know how.
They're just not there now.
Yeah, they were all in their silos, sir. And we packed the night before, we packed sand around their bases so they wouldn't tip over.
Did you put them in a circle?
Yes, we did.
Of course.
All around the perimeter.
Yeah, all around the perimeter.
Did you put a light on each of them so no one would lose sight of them?
Yes, that's part of the job. Turn
the
protocol. Lights on, walk the perimeter.
We followed the protocol, sir.
Did you open all the gates so that you could get there easily and make sure they were there?
Of course.
Yeah.
God damn it! Hang on.
Sir, someone has stolen the bombs.
Hang on, I gotta pick up my kid.
Oh,
come here. Now listen. Listen, Will. Will, I love you very much, but Will, just listen. Someone's stolen all the atomic bombs. I know, it's not good. Your future is in doubt. Shut up for a second. I just want to tell you that I got to go out for a bit, all right? You're the man of the house now. All right? So just go back to bed.
That was, you have a great way with your son, sir.
I wish my dad was so nice.
I never knew my father.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
He was pretty nice.
Was he? You knew my father?
Yeah, he's a super awesome guy.
He was a hell of a soldier.
Yeah, he was. Oh, man, what a soldier.
Do I look like him? Do I resemble him? Do I have any physical attributes that were his, guys?
I'm talking to you through a radio, so I'm going to have to wait.
You want me to describe him, sir?
You know, I'm going to put you on the visit screen.
Okay.
You don't look a thing like him.
Sir, what should we do? We've alerted you that the bombs are missing. Clearly someone has them, or something has them.
Someone, something, all I know is that it's an atomic bomb thief.
Oh, shit.
That's the perimeter.
Hang on.
It's been breached. Whoever took those, what?
Let me just turn this off.
Whoa, what was that? Isn't that the breach? That's the perimeter
your alarm.
Alarm
clock, sir?
Hang on, it's time to feed my daughter.
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, in a secret bunker, not too far away from the perimeter, the atomic bomb thief looks at his collection and gazes at it with joy.
Beautiful. Each bomb more beautiful than the last. Curvaceous. Titanium. Full payload.
Amazing work, Master. We have all the bombs in Sector 4.
Every last one of them.
So now we hold the world ransom?
Exactly. And then when they don't pay...
What happens when they...
Well, that's as far as I got in the plan, actually.
Don't, Master. Mm-hmm. Don't we expect them to pay?
Well, of course. The world hangs in the balance. We have every single last one of their atomic bombs.
We control the fate.
Of course.
Civilization.
What good is civilization, Curtis?
Well, off the top of my head.
Yes.
It's good for...
Go on.
Organizing moral codes, social welfare net.
Mm-hmm.
Education, literature, culture... It's good for all of those things. That's just off the top of my head, Master.
Yes. Yes. That sounds like something you would say, Curtis. But think of it this way. If we eradicate civilization, we can start again. We can install ourselves as the, let's say, king and queen. I won't assign roles at this point. It's all philosophical right now.
Hypothetical. I get it. One of us... We could draw straws.
Yes.
And yet, it would fall to us to repopulate the Earth.
Indeed. I would take your DNA, mix it with mine.
And then what?
Add some lemon. Just a little bit. A little bit of citric acid to separate the mitochondrial DNA.
I know you're a nuclear physicist, but are you also a geneticist?
Of course I am.
Master. Amazing.
It is amazing, isn't it? So, we will hold the Earth ransom. And then when they don't pay, we'll blow it all up.
Diabolical.
It is, isn't it?
And romantic.
I give them a vestige of hope in that if they pay, they can spare civilization. When we have no actual intent of ever doing that.
Because I get the feeling that you don't want them to pay at all.
Don't want them to pay. I want to burn it all down.
So why are you even holding them?
I am insane. Don't you see, Curtis? When I took out that ad, that personal ad on... What was it I took it out on? Craigslist?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Craigslist. It was in the missed connection.
Yes.
Yes.
I specifically had... Insane. Bold. And you answered that, Ed.
Yes, I remember it so well. Spotted at a cafe. I was the insane one.
Exactly. You'll know me by my wandering eye.
And my constant, incessant diatribes about how civilization is worthless.
Exactly. Exactly. It's why we fell in love.
And I love you more now than I ever did.
Je t'aime plus qu'hier et moins que demain.
Je suis aussi.
Back around the perimeter, the boss has showed up and has decided to contact the thief and ask what he wants for ransom to get the bombs back.
All right, gentlemen. Welcome to the crisis room.
Cool. I don't know if I've ever been in this room.
This is brand new.
This is the first. It's our new crisis room, right?
Wow. These cushions are still wrapped in plastic.
Like, I've walked the perimeter before and never seen this room.
Well, thank God for that. Thank your lucky stars and the lives of your children and my children. God bless them, each and every one.
I know Will, and I know you have a daughter. What are the names of the rest of them?
Chrysanthemum, Will, Felicia, and Morgan.
Morgan.
Those could all, other than Will, they could be girl names, couple could be boy names. I don't know how many you have.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to Covert Affairs.
We're now in Covert Affairs.
Yep, you've just been promoted. Here are your badges.
Oh my God. Wow. I love it. Takes up the whole front of the uniform.
That's huge. It's like a breastplate.
Yeah, it's like a bulletproof vest.
Wow. First rule of Covert Affairs, don't let them know anything about your personal life. So if you have kids, give them names that could be gender ambiguous.
Oh, okay, like so that. I'm going to rename my kids.
Don't rename them. Just give them a name.
But I already have kids.
What are their names?
Francis and Jean.
Perfect.
I love it.
You were born into this.
Oh, hey, I'm ahead of the game.
Yeah.
I don't have any children left, or yet.
Hang on. God damn it.
You brought your child with you, sir.
Yep. I've got a baby holster on each side of my body.
It's like a dual baby Bjorn, that thing. Yeah.
On. Just got to bounce them back to sleep.
Okay, all right.
Sir,
I need you both to make some white noise.
Oh.
That's good. Now listen, while you do that, I'm going to brief you on the situation. All right?
Okay. So.
All right, sir.
All right. Here's the deal. By the best we can tell from our intel, an insane person has stolen all the bombs from Sector 4.
An insane person?
Keep going. These kids wake up. We are not going to get any work done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. This insane person is holding the bombs hostage.
He is.
Okay. And he's asking for a ransom, and we're about
how
to
much
call
is the ransom?
I'm about to call and find out. All right, hang on. You guys did great.
Thank you, sir.
Look at these faces.
Oh,
angelic.
I know. So nice. It's when I look at them and when they're sleeping that I just think, God, this is what life's about.
Right.
You know.
Really makes you want to get those bombs back.
Makes you want to keep humanity alive.
Right.
Yeah. It sure does, sir.
Yeah, man.
Right. Sure, I hear it does.
So, I'm going to get the phone.
Yep. All right.
I've got
use mine if you want.
No, I don't like your monster ringtone buttons.
All right.
I've got a different set of button tones.
Oh, all right. Cool. Okay.
And all right. I think you're going to like them. Hang on. This is a long distance number.
Oh, birds. Good choice, sir.
Yep. Welcome to Covert Affairs.
Oh, I get it, though. Who are you calling? I get it.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Like hinterland who's who.
Yeah,
on that
right?
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's level 10.
Is that a barn owl?
Yeah.
Is that a barn owl, sir?
That is a barn owl. Okay. You know your owls, Sergeant.
Wow, yeah.
I majored in owls.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, there's a note wrapped to this brick.
Oh, my God. It came right through the window.
Oh, it smashed through my glasses.
Hold on. Let me read I've got the note here. It says, hello, Covert Affairs. He knows.
How does he know?
It says, I have the bombs that I have stolen from you, and I have a ransom. I want $100 billion, or I will blow up the planet. Signed, Insane.
Why am I calling this guy?
I don't know. It seems like he knows where we are.
Oh, he has the number right here.
My other side of my spectacles.
Sir, the number's written on this paper that came with the second brick.
All right. Hang on. I got to get back on the owl phone.
All right.
Here we go.
It's kind of soothing.
All right.
Here
it's
we go.
It's ringing.
Yeah.
Oh, right. God. I hope he answers. Ask for Insane.
Hello.
Am I speaking to the insane person?
Who's calling?
This is General Clifford Hardass.
Oh, General, so you got my messages, did you?
Yeah, right through each side of my glasses and into my eyes.
Yes. I figured what more fitting way to send a message to a hardass than with a brick to the head.
That makes no sense.
Absolutely. I'm
insane.
Insane. Sir, you can't negotiate with him. He's clearly insane.
Now, I'm going over the note that you sent
through
the blood in my eyes. $100 billion?
That's right. That's one with 19 zeros.
No.
Is it not?
I don't know. I don't think.
Are you sure? Are you all right, General? Sounded like you might have hit your teeth against your phone.
Yes, I did that exactly.
All right.
Ow. 19 zeros is, that's 3 is 1,000, 6 is 1,000,000, 9 is 1,000,000,000, 12 is 1,000,000,000,000, 15 is 1,000,000,000,000, 18 is 1,000,000,000,000.
What did I ask for?
$100 billion.
Exactly.
He's got you there, sir.
Okay. 100 billion, all
right? That's right. A 100 billion.
Now listen.
In singles.
Oh, son of a... Sir,
I was about to agree to your
demands.
I was about to agree to your demands, but that's completely impossible.
Sir, Sir, listen. As your consultant? Does it say that on the badge?
I'll also take it.
It does now.
Ow! You need... You can't negotiate with a person who's insane.
Let's watch me. Just watch me. All right. All right, 100 billion in singles.
100 billion.
Done.
In singles.
It's yours.
I changed my mind.
What?
I'll take a debit card.
Sir, he's clearly insane.
This guy is fucking crazy.
I believe the term is insane.
You're right. This is no time to be insensitive.
I'm part of the... I am also the sensitivity coach.
You are now.
Ow!
I'm running out of patience, General!
Hold on. Listen, I can try to meet your demands. It's just that my account does not have those kind of funds, and neither does the account of the official United States Army.
I know whose account does have that kind of currency, General.
Ow! Why?
Sir,
hang on. You wrote his name.
It's another note.
Yes.
You wrote his name on the note.
I did.
Here it is. Sir, he's written his own name.
That's right. I'm holding myself ransom, General, for 100 million in a debit card. And I will also take your child, Chrysanthemum.
Sir!
Hold on a second.
Hold on?
You can't. You know what? I'll do it.
All right.
So just to clarify this trade, this deal is... You'll give us back the bombs, you'll pay yourself $100 billion, and take General Hardass's daughter, Chrysanthemum.
I agree!
Oh, you agree?
Yes!
That was your offer.
What? I don't remember saying any of that.
But that's, I just basically...
You've offered me your child, General! What kind of man are you? You are the reason, General, the civilization does not deserve to continue.
Oh, he blames you.
Oh, no, I fell into his trap. Oh!
You've signed your own epitaph, General, with the blood of a chrysanthemum.
Hold on.
Hold on?
I'll give you 2 kids.
2 kids? Which ones?
Morgan.
Is Morgan a boy or a girl?
Oh, this could be it. You're going to have to... It's a chance you're going to have to take.
Well,
I did.
What do you want Morgan to be?
I worked on a farm when I was young, sexing chicks.
Quick, get on the database.
I'm going.
Enter, worked on a farm sexing chicks.
Oh, the whole most horrible things just came up on Google.
All right. I'll see if I get some more information out of them. Go on. You
there's hundreds of chicks, one after the other. Little yellow furry things. I have to flip them over. And
oh,
there's only
chickens.
Chickens, yeah. Sexing chicks.
All right, well, and so you always wanted a kid?
Yes, exactly.
But you couldn't.
I could never conceive.
Because?
Because.
You
irradiated my genitals.
Okay. Get in the medical database.
Going.
Look up all cases.
Yes.
Of people in rural areas.
Yes.
Went to the doctor.
Yes.
Because of the bad case of radiated balls.
Yes. Sir, there's only one. It's your brother.
My worst nightmare is realized.
General, what is your answer?
I need 5 minutes to talk to my crew.
5 minutes? You have exactly 5 minutes. Starting now.
Mute.
Well, so what are you going to do, sir?
Yeah, sir, come on.
I mean, you can't give him your kids.
But you have to give him your kids.
What happened to drive you two apart, anyway?
What happened to you and your brother?
It was a long time ago.
Let's go back to that.
It was on a farm. My brother and I were sexing chicks.
All right, you two, sense those chicks. I'm going to come back and check later how many got sexed well. Bye.
Oh, this is great.
What a day, the hard-ass brothers finally farming.
Oh, this is so good. Yeah. So good. I've never felt so close to you.
Ah, it's so nice to see you.
It is.
Back from the boarding school in England.
Indeed. I'm still wearing my shorts and uniform.
Well, listen, I'm going to show you all about sexing chickens, okay?
You're going to what?
I'm going to show you all about sexing chickens.
I never want to see you again.
Hold on.
Sir, what a horrible story.
I drove him mad that day. Just the idea of sexing chickens, turning them over and sexing them.
Sir, our 5 minutes are up. You have to talk to him.
All right. I've got to think my way out of this.
Or talk.
God damn it. You know what I was going to... You know how I was going to spend these 5 minutes? Getting in a van and rushing over to that farm. But now we've used it talking and a flashback.
I know.
Fuck. Do you think if I asked for 5 more minutes...
I don't think we have the time.
All right. Unmute. Marvin.
You know who I am.
That's right. And you all know, you know who I am. Clifford.
Yes. Cliff. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. Let's drop the charade, Marvin. It's not humanity you want to destroy. It's these 4 beautiful children of mine. You just want to take humanity down with them.
That's exactly right.
You've never been able to live with the fact that others can procreate and you can't.
That's right. That's right, Cliff. I turned my self-loathing into a maniacal tirade against you.
Are you still hanging with that guy?
You mean Curtis?
Yeah, Curtis.
Yes, of course.
How's that going?
Conversation's not great. Yeah.
I'm sure he's got his qualities.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, maybe there's a way out of this.
A way out of this? I don't see how. I have every single one of your atomic bombs. Every single one. I've daisy-chained them together.
Why don't you do the right thing?
The right thing?
And defuse them. Defuse them the same way you defused your own balls all those years ago. Irradiate those nuclear weapons so that they're as impotent as you. As useless. As incapable.
You're not making things better by saying this, you know.
Sir, please come back from there.
All right. God, I'm bad. I'm a terrible negotiator.
Offer him family.
Oh, right. Listen. You may not be able to make children, but you can have a couple of mine.
Just ask him to be part of your family, sir. Don't offer him your children.
You're right. You know what? No, I'm going back on that.
You're negging on
this. Just come over for Thanksgiving. Do you want to come over for Thanksgiving? And we can give thanks.
And my your children will be there. My nieces and or nephews.
Your nieces and or nephews. At least one of them is male. So you have one nephew, one niece, and two children whose genders you do not yet know.
And I'll bring over Francis and Jean.
Yep. Francis and Jean will be there.
Now, quick question. If I say yes, can I sex them?
I'm sorry, Marvin. That is an absolute no. You can't sex them.
I had to ask.
And you don't want to.
I don't. I don't, do I? No. It's what drove us apart in the first place.
That's right. Sex Curtis. That's what Curtis is there for.
Curtis, do you mind coming over here for a moment? I have a question for you.
Yes, Master. I was just fixing some drinks. Did you watch Remedy? I just wanted to talk about Remedy for a while. I PVR'd it. I just watched the last four episodes. I binge-watched Remedy.
No, I haven't watched Remedy yet, Curtis. I was wondering if there was any future between us.
Oh, yeah.
If this insane, diabolical mastermind and his willing thrall could ever have more than a master-servant relationship.
I guess even if we didn't destroy humanity, you could still take a bit of my DNA and a bit of your DNA.
And a little lemon.
And make something beautiful.
Yes, I could.
You did study genealogy. Genetics and genealogy. So that not only can you make a human life, you can trace its origins.
Exactly. Exactly. I have so much to offer. Maybe I was wrong-headed all along. Maybe I should defuse these bombs.
Yeah.
Quick, help me. Unscrew the caps.
Okay. Oh!
Sir, I've been watching them through the binoculars. They've blown themselves up.
I don't know if this is a win or a loss.
I'm going to say win.
This crisis room was pretty good.
Held pretty tight.
Yeah, we really
held together during that
really
crisis.
Really held a crisis.
Really good room.
You had to deal with a crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I lost a brother today, gentlemen.
But you gained all of humanity.
Think of it like that, sir. Think of it like that.
My kids are still sleeping.
Look at those faces.
They're going to sleep well tonight.
Right?
Not know the danger that faced them.
Yeah.
They're going to wake up to a new world tomorrow, a world where we are putting bombs back where they belong.
If there are any left.
If there are any left. And if they all exploded, you have to wonder about my brother's plan in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, he was insane.
Yes, he was.
He sure was.
Oh, my God. Oh, hold on. White noise. White noise.
That's it.
Scene.
Good night.
Wow. Thanks so much, everybody. Lee Smart, Paul Bates, Snugnar Gang. That's Chris New on the keys.
The Atom Bomb Thief, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nug Nargang. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theatre in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, April 17, 2015. This show brought to you by the Social Capital Theatre, a performing arts bar in the heart of the Danforth Village, hosting and teaching improv, stand-up, and sketch comedy, located just steps from Broadview Station in Toronto. For more information, visit socap.ca. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on...
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.